This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One quotes from corporate filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission at one's peril, but what you're about to hear is a $4.5 billion sentence. This is from a Verizon filing today, quote, Oath, that's the media company that Verizon created after buying AOL and Yahoo. Anyway, Oath has also achieved lower than expected benefits from the integration of the Yahoo and AOL businesses, end of quote. Translation, Verizon is going to write down the value of those purchases by more than $4.5 billion, about half the $9 billion it spent to buy them. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on what went wrong with Verizon's plan to compete with the likes of Google and Facebook.
When Verizon bought AOL a few years ago and then Yahoo, there were a lot of skeptics, among them wireless industry analyst Jeff Kagan.
It just made no sense for a company that wants to be on the growing side of the growth curve to acquire companies that are on the falling side of the growth curve.
To me, it's an I told you so moment.
That's Michael Hodel, director of media and telecom research at Morningstar. The idea behind Oath was to create a mobile media giant that controlled not only the country's biggest wireless network, but more of the news, sports, and entertainment content distributed on that network. But Hodel says it hasn't panned out.
And as they've been sort of searching for a way to bring those two businesses together, they've continued to lose ground against the industry's heavyweights, Google and Facebook.
Not everyone thinks the plan was destined to fail. Porter Bibb with MediaTek Capital Partners says Verizon has a key asset, data on its gazillion wireless users that could be used to sell targeted advertising on AOL's and Yahoo's platforms. But when new CEO Hans Vestberg took over in August,
Verizon's new management did not provide access to the customers' wireless data, so that Yahoo and AOL were pretty much handicapped.
Vestberg is a telecom guy, Bibb says, and just didn't see the value in the media business. Analyst Jonathan Chaplin at New Street Research says Verizon's got enough going for it without Oath.
They've built the best wireless business on the planet. They've consistently had the strongest product in this market for about 15 years.
And with Verizon's focus on rolling out next-generation 5G wireless technology, it'll have its hands full. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.